I invite you to be seated for our prayers. An introduction to the prayers. This morning, as I found myself, and I picked this up off the internet yesterday, and I feel it's well worth sharing as an introduction to the prayers. This morning, I found myself complaining about the rising cost of fuel and realized I've never had to run from missiles. I wondered whether I needed to stock up on a few things. Then I realized I didn't have to send my children to school with their blood type taped on their backpacks. I shook my head at the thought of our military men and women headed overseas, but realized for Ukraine, war showed up at their doorsteps. That's very personal to me because we had a Rotary exchange student in our Rotary Club 4 years ago that families in our Rotary Club have kept track of, and she lives in Ukraine, not far from Kyiv. And so far, she's been able to send her host family emails every day, and they hear the explosions and the bombs, and they're living in abject fear. So I've decided not to sit at home and brood over the stock market while people are literally facing death. Instead, I choose to pray. I'm going to pray that whatever Satan and evil intends, God will turn it around for his glory. I pray for good to overcome evil that happens sooner than later. I pray that God will hear the cry of every lost soul facing a war they didn't want and come to their rescue. I pray for an overwhelming presence of God himself in every corner of the world today, tomorrow, and beyond. Help me fill God's throne room with prayers and call out for protection for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and our U.S. and allied military forces. May God hear our prayers and turn this whole thing around. If he can shut the mouths of hungry lions, split an entire sea in half and raise the dead, he can surely save Ukraine if it be his will, his timing, his plan. Amen. Let's pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to his will. We'll pray the responsive Kyrie prayer on page 12. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For those who are ailing, especially those who we name in the silent prayers of our hearts, and those who grieve, that they may be strengthened in body and spirit, confident of the love of Christ, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, and again we remember particularly Ukraine and Syria, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings and those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the peoples here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray this through Jesus, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.